You know, I tell you one thing. It isn't always the ones that complain all the time. It's always the ones who don't do anything that have the biggest opinions of all. They never achieve much. They never really go for anything. They always just stay in their comfort zone. Some people bury themselves into their job. I know a guy like that. I think the first thing he tried to tell me was one thing that went wrong at his job, and I happily told him to shut up. But hey, you guys sit back and wonder why, because welcome to the J-Bad Show here on
J360 Radio.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to the J-Man Show for episode 348. I am your host, J-Man, of course. And let me just let you know, it feels so good to be back here at J360 Productions again. Yep. In case you didn't listen to the mini-bite yesterday, I am finally back from my assignment that took me away. And let me tell you, it was good. I had a great time. You know, like, that was the first time I had a business trip like that in a while. Like, you know, even where I was at, I was like, I still want to do a show tonight, but I know I got to go ahead and handle what I need to handle for the day job. So, you know, as I was Clark Kenting it a bit, that just needed to be taken care of. And it was a good turnaround, and I got to utilize a lot of my other skills in media. So it was enjoyable, you know? By the way, a friend of mine just kept popped in the chat room. Was I? No, I don't do that. All right? Nah, I was filming, though, and that's close enough, I guess. But, yeah. Yeah, what's up, Moosefer? Just saying shout-outs to you, my man. God. Guys, what do we catch up on? Because, you know, a lot has happened since I've been gone. You know, is it the fact of the $700 PS5 Pro that you all been, well, not all of you, but quite a bit of you have been sitting there whining about, and now you finally seen it, right? Yep, it is a PlayStation 5 Mini with an extra, oh my god, with an extra fucking vent. Really? Oh man, the extra $200 for that extra vent, man, isn't that amazing? Look, I know about the 8K, and I know about the ray tracing, and I know about all that other stuff that doesn't matter if they don't support it, you know? I don't know, because weren't they talking about how, like, the PlayStation 5 wasn't selling, and then all of a sudden it was selling, and then all of a sudden they try to say they don't have, like, mainstay IPs anymore that can really make the PlayStation brand sell, because Concord didn't do so hot. Matter of fact, Concord didn't have a chance to suck. They pulled the plug on that quick. I mean, see, we can start with gaming. Modern gaming in general is a joke, right? AAA gaming in general, fuck, it sucks. And it's not because of the games themselves, really. I mean, a lot of the time, you know, we get what we want, and sometimes we get a bit of entertainment. We always get that occasional level that isn't really all that good, like an oddball level here and there. But nowadays, you're getting a lot of things here at the drawing board. Like, these things don't even get a chance to even... These things don't even get a chance to even sell. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, way back in the day, like, we knew, like, some of that feminist crap was going to come into this stuff anyway. But, you know, it wasn't so overdrawn. Now, there are times when you see it in Spider-Man, such as when you're playing as Haley, or when you're playing any of the Mary Jane levels, all that kind of stuff. But the thing about the Mary Jane levels, though, they kind of remind you of, you know, Nathan Drake and Lara Croft to a point. So you can get past that. But I see why a lot of y'all were complaining about playing as Haley and all that stuff. But it was a way to let us know exactly how, you know, certain people who can't communicate like us can communicate and get around. So I thought it was pretty informative, but when you play a Spider-Man game, you want to play Spider-Man. I totally get it. And, you know, like, if anything, that's not one of the biggest indiscretions on Sweet Baby's part. Like, all the other stuff that went on, such as the whole Helldivers 2 fiasco, the whole thing with, what was that game that I love? Well, that's because, like, a lot of Street Fighter came back into play for me, y'all, so I haven't gone back, but it was Stellar Booty, a.k.a. Stellar Blade. Yeah, that was a pretty good game. And then, like, you know, there's a there's a whole thing where people are like, gaming just isn't what it used to be anymore, you know? It's just not the way it has been. It hasn't been entertaining and stuff. I appreciate you, Moosefer. I'm just like, of course it isn't the same as it used to be. Hell, we could go all day about that, such as video games, movies, music, anything is not what it used to be. It just ain't what it used to be. And the truth is that we have choices, though. I mean, you can choose to go for the new school, or you can go back and play some old school. Or at the same time, you may have a whole backlog that nobody knows about, and you can play that. Even on the newer systems. What a conundrum, huh? But the point is that I get it. Like, any of the newer stuff that you want, like, for me, I love fighting games. So, pretty much, like, when that next Fatal Fury comes out, and it's a-coming, City of Wolves, baby, and they're doing everything right, I just want to be able to jump in, fight, knock it all out. Of course, there's going to be DLC floating around. There's going to be that whole thing of, I might not get the complete game if I don't get it, and all that other jazz where they try to sell it to me. But the thing about it is, I want the mechanics to be right, and I want my whole $70 to go a little further. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that the DLC is going to be there, and as me being a fan, I'm going to have it anyway. You see what I'm saying? Problem is, though, there are people out there that expect a certain game to be the way they would want it to be. You know what I'm saying? A way that they see it being, with no flaws at all and all that jazz. And then all of a sudden, like, they see, like, the one thing that goes wrong, and then the game sucks. Or then, you know, you got a lot of these entertainment business firms out here reaching for the modern audience. The modern audience that is not judgmental at all. The modern audience that 100% cares about feelings and don't necessarily want to solve the plot and don't necessarily have a villain, just somebody misunderstood, along with same-sex relationships, and not to mention everybody, after a misunderstanding, will somehow rise to the occasion. Man, get that shit out of here. Let me just be perfectly honest with you, all right? There is nothing wrong with any of these things in theory, but see, sometimes a villain's just a villain. Sometimes, you know, relationships are better when that person really is feeling for that other person and they reciprocate back, and then eventually they make something happen. God knows if they live happily forever after, but then again, who cares? The whole point is you want to get from point A to point B in the story, and you want to make it make sense and enjoyable, as an enjoyable experience. And if you give the audience, you know, what they're not expecting, but at the same time giving them something that they want, you got a winner there. But if you go ahead and you do all this crazy shit where, like, you know, you go all off the rails and it's not even about what people have paid their money for, yeah, that's a bit of a problem. You know what I'm saying? You're thinking more about the message instead of actually selling a product. And then the thing about it is, it's like with certain people in their way of trying to hijack and put all of that unnecessary stuff in, you know what I mean? Or the one point where they have, like, too much plot armor on the main character, so they're not relatable for shit, but then you got, like, all the other characters there that are presumably relatable, you know? At the same time, you've lost a quarter of the audience because of that. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not a good way to work this out. Like, at the end of the day, we do want to see certain things come into play, like with the new Sonic movie and all. I don't want to see none of that mamby-pambying around. I want to see Sonic versus Shadow. And what Knuckles and Tails are going to do, whichever what they want to do, because, you know what, I like them and all, but this is about Sonic Adventure 2, and I'm here to see that. You see what I'm saying? I want that kind of adventure. I don't want something to pop up on IndieWire where they talk about, well, you know, we wanted to make the character approachable for everybody, but we had some notes from the higher up at Pixar that said, make our main character Riley look less gay. First off, it's like, in a Pixar movie, huh? In a Pixar movie. You know, it's just as bad. Like, why did Lightyear fail? Exactly. You know? Because instead of selling Buzz Lightyear, you're selling the message. With Inside Out is supposed to be about Riley's growth as a person, right? Like, we all have a certain set of emotions. Then we start to change and we get newer emotions or newer feelings and vibes as we grow. You know, sometimes with attraction or whatnot. But at the same time, why is the story about Riley being gay? And then at the same time, this is marketed to kids. You know what I'm saying? But it could be approachable for adults, Jay. Yeah, I get that. But still, at the same time, usually it's for kids. You know? Sometimes people will think that kids are actually at that level where they're mature enough to make decisions like this. And I get it that some of these kids are very smart. A little too smart, if you get my drift. But the thing about it is that still, as an adult, you're supposed to guide them. And when it comes time to make those choices, they'll know what to do. Usually. But once again, we are doing the thing where we're praising one side and damning the other. And then not to mention, when it comes to the whole overall deal about that, it's like, how do you make somebody look less of anything? Isn't that like, that's just weird, like when you think about it. Now, in animation, I mean, you could go ahead and erase Riley's face if you want to. I don't know, but whatever the hell that you want to do, but I don't think it's the actual strong statement that you're making it come across as. It's kind of like that time when I dealt with the idiots from Sticker Mule that were talking about, hey, I want to sell you something, but remember this. Donald Trump got shot at the other day. And we're going to dive into old Trumpy boy too. The point is this. That's not the strong sell point you think it is. Not for me anyway. Do you think I'm really... I didn't buy from you when he was over here saying all that bullshit in those various states. Why the hell would I buy from you when like an attempt was made on his life? I'm not doing it. I'm not a rube man. That's why I went over to Sug Monster the other day. To hell with Sticker Mule. Because, like, at the end of the day, it's like, you're still trying to profit off of somebody's, well, he didn't die, but thank goodness. But the idea is that you're profiting off of somebody's pain or whatever. And that's really not cool. You know what I mean? But then again, in this economy and the way things are going in this society, we profit off of people's pain. We profit off of failed relationships. We profit off of failed marriages, failed jobs, failed anything. You know what I mean? And we, instead of lifting people up, we keep stomping them down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will never go at people for losing their job, unless they then did something really, really stupid to lose said job. You know what I mean? Like, not go to work and stuff like that. You should go to work. You know, unless you got that PPO up, you know, PTO up and everything. That's when it's a little different. But, you know, you still should go to work, still try to get that income, still try to get where you need to be. Because some income is better than no income, all right? Or if you're leveling up to a job or something like that. But if there's some bullshit going on at that job, like a pirate, like a power dynamic, or like somebody that really doesn't care for you, or they overlook you for a position that you knew you were qualified for, and it went over to nepotism and all that jazz, that is the perfect time to stand up to them. Or to go ahead and look elsewhere or start your own business. Do you see what I'm saying? That's a little different. Or like when somebody finally buys their first home and if somebody be like, well, you're at 45 buying your first home. Yeah, and you live in a damn hovel. You see stuff like that? Like, I can understand that because somebody took the time to go ahead and try to comment on that and try to shame somebody for buying their first home. When you are buying your first home, that is a beautiful thing. I will never hate on you for buying it, and I hope you maintain it. But if you don't take care of it and pay your rent and keep things clean, keep things maintained for you, you're going to lose it, you know? The whole point is don't get lazy and don't be, like, thinking that you can't handle things. You can handle things. And don't listen to any of this shit on the airwaves that try to tell you that it's impossible for you to have these things. Like when people also try to cut down people for going back to college to better themselves or going back to college because where they were just did not work out for them. So they want a new pathway and they don't want the paper ceiling to lock them down. You know what I'm saying? There are people that say, oh, you in your 30s going back to college? Ew. And stuff like that. It's like, fuck you, okay? What do you mean, ew? That's somebody's bettering themselves. That's somebody that wants to go and be something better than to be staying here a lifelong like your ignorant ass is. You know what I'm saying? And they probably have it to the point where, guess what? They don't have to pay for college. You know what I'm saying? Because you got some jobs out here which you all should check to see if they will pay for your college to further your career. There are ways of doing this, folks. Play the game a little bit.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Don't listen to people on podcasts that always got to have this end is nigh kind of nonsense every time. Oh, the world sucks. Everything's coming to an end. Nothing's going to make it. It just doesn't matter anymore. Did you at least try? Because most of the people around me, they at least tried. That's why I don't really go at my friends like that. My real friends anyway. And a lot of the people that I've met across the airwaves and across the internet that I know are bettering themselves, that are staying at it every day, that probably have to work disgusting, tiresome jobs, but they know what they want in life and they keep going for what they need to, and understand that, yeah, you're going to have to deal with a little bit of mess to make it. That's the ones. Those are the ones that I care for. I don't care for those people out there who are, oh, I'm going to go ahead and be all princely-like and all that kind of stuff. Or in highly entitled, I should say. Those people got to go. And another thing is, be careful what you see on social media and everything regarding, like, celebrities and their lifestyles. Isn't it funny how, like, you'll see a celebrity get in a new relationship, and they talk about, like, this is what you need to do to know that this is a great relationship. Green flags all around, y'all. And usually it's a female presenter doing all this crap, because, you know, like, as is, no offense, ladies, y'all can't keep a secret for shit. There are times where y'all be over here telling a little bit of everything about your significant other, but you don't tell too much about yourself, unless you do. You know what I mean? There's quite a lot of y'all that do this. And I'm not being sexist, because you know it's true. So go ahead and try that argument if you will. But the point is that you know I'm right. And then all of a sudden, that one day, that first argument, he crazy, it's a monster, I don't like it. and all that other heebie-jeebie stuff that you do. Like, you be all heaving and all that kind of stuff, talking about your mental health, talking about, like, such and such did not want to do anything pertaining to your way and all that kind of stuff, just because it could be something minor for the person saying no, or to something major where you're both making a public appearance and he just didn't want to deal with any of that fake drama that you wanted to do. So, you know, it's a whole variety of factors of how to go down. But whenever these celebrities hit that little bump in the road that every relationship has, by the way, they'll be the first ones to tell you that men ain't shit or women ain't shit and all this other, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to go ahead and try to make it seem like relationships are pointless. There's no reason for it. We live in the post-relationship world now. Who in the hell keeps making these generalized statements, by the way? I keep saying this all the time. It's like, depending on who. It's just like when Tajiri P. Henson came out and said this. All these men in America are ran through. Well, we know your ass is ran through. You're open more than the Hudson. Well, I mean, what the hell are you talking about? Little Miss, I can do bad by myself. I mean, you think about it from time to time. When people, especially black celebrities, I don't know why the hell black celebrities think they can go ahead and talk about what love is and all this other extra stuff. You talk about what love is pertaining to you and your truth. It could be a whole different thing for somebody else, and it probably didn't work out with your ass because, let me just say this, some of the stuff that you were doing is toxic, and then not only that, you did it because you wanted to keep the ideals of your old relationship alive, which at the same time, if you're dealing with somebody new, you're dealing with somebody new, and that somebody new doesn't want to deal with that nonsense if they're conscious enough, and after all the novelty wears down. I mean, trust me, like, there's a lot of women that I look into, but I noticed this. Yeah, they're beautiful, but in the end, if I'm dealing with this long term, what are some of the other attributes that I care about? You know what I'm saying? Are we going to have fun together? And I'm not talking sex. Are we going to actually enjoy each other's company? Are we going to be in the moment with each other? Or are we just going to go ahead to Starbucks, you order your thing, I order my thing, and we sit right down, and we just look at the phones, and then we talk about the stock or whatever. Something pretentious and boring, if you will. And then, you know, try to hide the fact that we're both seeing other people. It gets lamer every time, y'all. And after a while, when you get about a certain age, or hell, when you're just fucking tired of it, you will flat out say, like, you know what? I'm tired of it. This is not real. This is fake. This is pretentious beyond pretentious. I get to do that for like 8 hours at work. Why the hell would I want to do this here on a relationship? You know? It's time to stop lying. It's time to quit being fake. And then not only that, you got to realize where a lot of the relationship advice comes from. Oh, yeah, by the way, those same people I'm talking about, from the celebrities on down to their kids or any of this other stuff that's going on, guess what the first thing they'll do is? They'll buy some camera equipment, and then they'll go ahead and buy some Blue Yeti mics, and they'll go and they'll start a podcast. And when they start a podcast, chances are it's about the most generic, average crap that you've heard from a lot of things above and beyond, which is why these narratives are so powerful, because people keep saying the same damn shit over and over and over again. Or they'll always talk about, like, whatever celebrity got caught up in some trouble, which right now it's P. Diddy, but P. Diddy had it coming, okay? Let's just be perfectly honest. Or is it Diddy now, or whatever. He was caught, and there was lots of lubricant found, so I guess man wanted to be pure when he was found. But, you know, the point is this. All the shit that's going on behind him, just like with R. Kelly, and just like with any of these people that got caught, they should have been given up to the system years ago. And not to mention, like, you know, when these people do their said podcast, they'll talk about more crap that you don't even care about. I mean, like with Club Shay Shay, when Shannon Sharp was over there blowing some bimbos back out and doing real good at it, I might add. He happily shared it with us all on Instagram Live. And, you know, some of y'all are like, oh my God, that's appalling. That's really, really gross. That's not right. That's not the way it is. It's like, yeah, apparently it is the way it is, and apparently he's doing such a good job, make you think, damn, how can I get my stroke like that? You know what I mean? I mean, come on. That's the generic response to a lot of that stuff. Of course, with fake outrage everywhere. And the world is weird to me when they do that, selective outrage stuff. The world is really, really ridiculous about things, just like how, like, some of y'all will give your money to gurus and all this other kind of stuff by thinking that these people actually have all the answers for the world. Now, I know a lot of y'all listen to my advice, and many times it has helped you, and then I always tell you, results may vary. You know what I'm saying? And what I may say may not apply to you. And that's a good thing if it doesn't, you know? These people that you think have all the answers, these psychics that you think will know what your future is turning out to be, let's just be perfectly honest, all right? Y'all just giving away money. You just burning money, right? Because they have no damn idea how their own lives are going to turn out, let alone your life is. All right? Miss Cleo was a fun joke for a while, but let me just say this. She had no idea about any of them people's lives, and it was a good racket that she ran because, man, she made a lot of money from it. And for those of you that are too young to know what Miss Cleo was one of those telepsychics that was on, like, TV back in the day, and you'd call her number to see, like, you know, what's it going to look like for your future on end? Well, boy, your future is going to be giving me money so I can tell you what your future going to be. And yeah, that's a terrible accent, by the way, but yeah, that's what she sounded like when she said, call me now for your free psychic reading. But that's what a lot of y'all do. We don't live in the now. We're so worried about tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, we start holding people accountable for yesterday. And then we never had a chance to live. Which is really, really stupid. And you know, that goes back to a person I knew that talks about his job all the time. You know, have you ever, any of y'all ever grow up in a household and you see like your family members and like your elder family members always ask you, how was school? Even though at the same time you might be going through a rough time at school, or you know what, you just don't care for school. So what's the first thing you say? He's like, oh, school's good. And then all of a sudden, like your parents, if your parents are really assholes enough, they'll probably go ahead and they'll say like, well, he's not doing so well at school. I don't know what the problem is. All that other crap, or talk about how you have troubles in math and all that kind of stuff, or whatever. You talk about how school's really going when you're basically just trying to get through the afternoon because, damn it, you don't even want to deal with the idea of school right now. Yeah, yeah. You see, that the adult's equivalent of that is, how was work? Did you enjoy work? When are you going back to work? Hey, Jay, it's our day off and everything. Let's talk about work. Or like, you know, I gotta go to work. Work. Let me talk about work for a minute. Work, let me talk about work for a minute. I don't give a damn about work, okay? Yeah, I went on a way trip and I had an assignment to do, but guess what? The assignment is done and I finished my time at work. I'm at home. What the living hell make you think I want to talk about work? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm at my job right now here at J360 Productions. I understand that. But again, what am I going to tell you about the servers on the radio, or like how the levels are going up and down every time I talk? You want me to talk about that? You see, that's what work sounds like to me. Work is boring, okay? You know, and there are parts about like when you're doing stuff for media that are boring too, like when you're doing administrative work and all that kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, like, I put up with that for 8 hours on end with experience and then some. What the hell make you think I want to talk about it? You know? And if it's my day off and stuff like that, and I love a lot of my friends dearly, but hear me on this, and a lot of y'all in the Jam Fam too, and everything else. If it's my day off, and the first thing that comes out of y'all mouth is about work, y'all need your asses whooped. I'm just being perfectly honest. The one time I take a vacation, I don't want to hear about friggin' jobs. I don't hear about 9-to-5. I don't hear about, like, What needs to be done for the city. I work hard enough to have this time off. Find other things to talk about. Which at the same time, yes, adults, when you deal with the kids and stuff, find things to talk about. And I mean in the good way. That's why, like, some of us, when we're out on dates and crap like that, we so worried about the one thing that we'll say that will either turn off the significant other or at the same time make her ignore us or whatever. We don't allow ourselves to breathe and live and talk about things that we love or even be a fraction of interest. And if you are being interesting and stuff like that, and she's just not feeling it, leave her with the check. Hell, go home. Go find other people to hang with and all that kind of stuff. You know? I'm just being perfectly honest. The thing is, the stuff that we select to talk about, you know, from time to time, small talk is a skill. Learn other things to talk about. Say, hey, did you hear about this recipe not too long ago? They say, like, if you go ahead and you put tuna fish on pizza instead of pepperoni, it actually will be a healthy meal. But the chances are, it's probably not, and don't do something like that, because that's damn disgusting. But the thing about it is, though, a tuna pizza idea might be kind of cool for some of y'all that want to actually build something like that. And I think there is a such thing as tuna pizza, right? But whatever, I'm not looking for it. But the point is this, like, it actually got a peak of interest, didn't it? Or, like, talk about, like, different things such as, like, what's going on at the Art Institute. Or, like, you know, say, guess what, you know? I do these on the side sometimes, so I make, like, 9x10s or, you know, 8x10s in terms of photographs and all. Like, you know, you talk about things that matter. Talk about things that'll pique interest. But, I mean, like, work. Work is just generic, man. You know what I'm saying? I like to think that almost everybody has a job, but there are people out there who don't have jobs. And the thing about it is that, you know what? They wish that they could talk about work. But they probably have lived more and dealt with more shit that they can tell you about that's a lot interesting than the concept of going to work and working a 9-to-5. I always say, like, find more things to talk about. Don't bury yourself in your job. Live your damn life. Live for 7 days instead of two. There's always a way to do things. And I see it so much, guys. I see it all the time where people will come up with more and more reasons. I have one friend that does that. And I happily told him, like I said in the cold open, to shut up. I don't give a damn about your job. I don't give a damn about any of that stuff. It's good you have one, and it's good I have one, and it's good that anybody else out here in the world has one. But the thing about it is, that's just a part of you. That's like Hollywood, always talking about your sexual orientation or your race. Yeah, it's a part of you. But here's the thing. There's more interesting things about you as a person, right? You know what I'm saying? But of course, you know, people's value is dictated by their net worth. At least in that whole frame of concept. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've told people this. There are people out here that don't give a damn about me now. But it's like this. As soon as I get my first million or my first quarter million, everybody's going to be kissing my ass. I'm going to have more friends, more relatives, a few wives, maybe even some husbands because of my net worth. That's really fucked up. That's really, really sad, too. Because, once again, my net worth, part of me, but it's not the overall interesting part, because I'm not giving you that money. You ain't even gonna see one rusty red cent of my damn money. And I say that with meaning, because we the people, man, we the people are always cutting each other down about anything. It takes a while to raise things up. It takes time to build something. It takes time to improve and be more. And I can at least tell you this, at least we should try. I mean, there could be a whole lot of things where things fail, fall apart, and doesn't seem to be coming together, but I gotta run this race, you know? And I was feeling that from time to time. I felt that when I came back from the assignment last week. You know, like, is this really the time to do all this stuff? And I thought to myself, for at least 5 to 10 seconds, yes, yes it is. Because, you know, because the Monster Fest is coming. Because Jams 100 is coming. Because Jams TV 10 is coming. Lots of great things are coming. J-Man Show Season 9. And not just to toot my own horn, but yes. This is the perfect time to continue. This is the perfect time to go ahead and give you guys that real experience of J360 Productions, like I said. In addition to making movies, in addition to doing cool things, in addition to meeting new people, in addition to being honest about stuff like that. I mean, for real. I'm going to be living as I go through these struggles and challenges. Why the hell not? And as should any of you. I mean, we're all sitting there worried about this and that and this and that. It's time to go ahead and sit back and just enjoy stuff. You know? Just like when I talked to you guys about, like, the 700 PS5 Pro. I mean, not to throw too many stones at it, but if you don't own a PlayStation and if you want to go for those fancy-ass models and stuff like that, by all means, you know? But let me just be for real with you. I've had a PlayStation 5 for, like, the longest time, so I don't need one. Of course, it's hilarious to me, but the whole concept of pro consoles are hilarious in general because these consoles are usually at the tail end or so, or close to the last 2 years. And the thing about it is, you'll buy this thing and it'll sit right here, but you also have to buy games. You also have to buy, like, another accessory to it if you want to play two-player or so. And just like anything else, if you're going to do all that stuff, it's okay that you did. And nobody is going to rag on you for doing such. And if they do, chances are they're probably jealous of you. But for me, myself, I never dived into the concept of pro consoles because, well, I'm old school, guys. Like, when you had a console, you were already in. When you had a PC that could run some quality games, you were already in. You didn't need any of this pro shit and extra payments over and stuff like that. And not to mention, like, the latest console that'll come after this one, if there is one, is going to come out later anyway. You can't stop the edge of technology like that. Everything is always going to grow, always going to improve. And you know what? There's always going to be a new version somewhere, some with upgrades, and plenty of them without. Which is why when you look at the iPhone and stuff like that, yeah, you'll be mad at Apple for anything, but you're still going to buy the damn iPhone. You're still going to buy an iPad. You're still going to buy something that deals with that brand. And if you are saying otherwise, you're either an Android user like me, or you're a fucking liar. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, like, if Samsung wasn't around and all that stuff, I'd probably be over there. I'm not going to lie to you. But hell, I used to own a MacBook and all that stuff. And what have they done with the Mac lately? Which, by the way, I may have to ask Marco about that. But yeah, yeah. Wow stuff. But anyway, since this is a roundtable episode, I gotta keep on going. So, but yeah, not throwing too many stones at that idea. Another thing. Speaking of you Indus 9 motherfuckers out there. One of these days, I'm gonna have to work on my language, but I gotta be real with you. Will you stop using the election as a way of saying that everything is going to an end, all is lost? Chances are, by the time the election ends, you're going to be right here with me, and chances are you're either going to A, go to work, or B, you're going to be sitting back somewhere, and you're just going to be either high or sleeping. And I don't mean high like that sort of thing. Some of y'all be over there doing a little bit too much just to ease the pain. And the truth is this, you really shouldn't be out here trying to get high. Cope, damn it. Cope better, all right? My point is that, you know, whoever is going to win that election, you and I as individuals, we still got to live until we don't move anymore. Okay? Now, 9 times out of 10, in that debate, who won it? Harris lit up fucking Trump like a tree. I just want to let you know that. At least she stuck to the issue. At least she wasn't always going at and attacking and stuff. She had her moments, but let me just tell you this. She stuck to her guns and she stuck to what she wanted to do and what she plans to do. And in the macro point of view, it doesn't seem that bad. Now, how's she going to go about it is anyone's guess. But when Trump went on that whole thing about, like, Haitians are eating cats, dogs, and all that kind of stuff, man, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, the people in his camp, who are pretty much just a bunch of conspiracy theorist nutbags, in addition to, like, all the other stuff with QAnon and everything else, because this man believes anything. I mean, just like any old people, you ever hang around with, like, old people at Walmart or, like, you know, old people at the retirement home and stuff like that, and they just believe any sort of scenario that you make up and they're all roped into it and all that kind of stuff? It's because they don't have no reality of sense of the world anymore, like the world kind of left them behind, so they're looking for any sort of way to get involved. Not all old people are this way, by the way, but quite a bit of them. You know, they start feeling like that. What make you think Trump is any different? And not only that, you know, if you take a look back at a lot of our people after Obama, there have been a lot of old motherfuckers going for the presidency. And I mean, not even those that win. I mean, those even on the electoral ballot. Like, really, really old, old, tiresome people. The ones that don't even know if they'll live long enough to make it to Sunday. Let alone Monday. That's why, like, a lot of us who are 36 or 37 or whatever, we need to kind of get involved and kind of take the reins before we have to always deal with somebody of an elder type because we think they've been here on Earth longer, that they actually know exactly how to work with things around here. See, the problem with that is, yeah, they knew how to deal with that stuff in their time. But you see, like, this is our time nowadays. And you know what the thing about it is? We need to actually hold it together and understand some mistakes may be made, but we need to go ahead and take the reins of leadership before we get no chance at all. A lot of people are looking to Gen Z to take us out of a whole bunch of things. I think that there are some sharp people in Gen Z. I really do. But at the same time, I am not banking on anybody but my ass to save me. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I said about us being individuals are we are individuals first before we are members of this country. Wow, members of this country. Citizens of this country. Some of us that are citizens, by the way. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that citizen and immigration is the way it is right now is because the U.S. government dropped the ball years ago. Do you get what I'm saying? All that stuff of regulation and keeping all those things together and stuff, that was their blunder. And you know what? I'm not going to even say like it's any of the immigrants' fault, because it's not. It's America's fault in general. And they are feeling the pinch of it. Now, if they go ahead and they rework that system out, maybe then they got a chance. But you know what, though? It's so bloated and everything else. It's wild, man. It's going to take them some time to fix that. Not to mention the war at home with all the other stuff that goes on around here for those of us who are citizens. But you know what? I can't turn a blind eye and say that I don't love America. I love America. I love the people that I met. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the same way if I was born in, like, certain other countries. I still love the country, but the government leaves a lot to be desired about, and a lot of other things around here could be better, and I'm going to have to be the only one to actually make them better. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not going to tell you about hard work and all that kind of stuff. I've been working hard too much. But I've been working smart, too. And what I'm always going to say is y'all need to work smart as well. You know, hedonistic life maybe, but you got to be smart about things. You got to really pick your battles. You got to understand how this stuff works that way so you can make changes. If you get my drift. And that being said, you know, I would love things to be better. I would love like certain inner cities to be cleaned up, you know. I would love the idea of all of us lifting each other up instead of slamming each other down. I would love the idea of black people actually loving black people. And not always acting like somebody owes you something. Oh, wait. We're not ready to have that conversation yet, are we? Alright. It'll be next episode or so. We'll come back to that. Put a pen in it. But the idea is that like there's a lot of other stuff that we as a people need to fix up. Before we start ragging on whoever is trying to run for leadership around here. And the truth is, a lot of us, we've been so busy about all this other petty, dumb shit, we did not pay attention to the idea of whoever is going to be the leader of the nation. Right? It's kind of like when you sit there and you think, what's Kamala Harris going to do for me? Oh, you're paying attention now, huh? Well, how about the people that are in your local government? Or what are they going to do for you?
Oh, I didn't know who they were.
Well, the old adage is take care of home first, right? There it is. If you don't know, you don't know. So now I think it's time that you do know. You get what I'm saying? It's just like the primary just recently happened here in Delaware. And yeah, I looked at some of the people. I know who they are now. But you know, those things sneak right past you. And they hope that it does, because guess what? You can't hold them accountable if you don't fucking know, right? So, you gotta think about that sometimes. But all in all, though, I'm not here to tell you who to vote for. Remember that. I am not here to tell you who to vote for. What I'm telling you is, be an active participant in your life and all the stuff that's around you. especially your life. Because I know a lot of y'all are like, oh yeah, did you make it to San Diego yet? Hey, you can't crack me down about that because I'm still going. Yeah, you didn't know that, right? Still got those plans and ideas and stuff. I never put it on back burner. Among other things and stuff like that, you better pay attention. Just like anything around here, which is what I always say. And even where we are with J360 Productions right now, like I keep saying, pay attention. That stuff's starting to look greater and more amazing than you can ever anticipate. And I'll always be surprising y'all. That's just the way that is. But you know what? I already talked your ear off enough about this kind of stuff, but I gotta be perfectly honest here. Now that I'm back in the fold and everything, it's good to be back home. And shout-outs to Boosifer for actually joining in the chat room. Looking forward to the next episode of Soda. And you know what? You got Jams TV 10 happening tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/J360Productions. So we're going to have one hell of an awesome party. It's good to be back. So, until then, you all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
All into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.